This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Regrets.
Let's not say anything we're going to regret.
I regret it.
All of us will come to regret this.
I'm serious. You won't regret it. Get over here right now.
Do you have regrets from the past week? We want to hear them. It's Monday Regrets with Chris and Amy.
Yeah, we got regrets, don't we?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got plenty of regrets. Sure, City SC's got lots of regrets.
Hey. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't. Not Joey. A tie. Not a tie. We lost fair and square.
No, like we need points, though. They have to get points.
No, it doesn't matter at this point.
Well,
you just need wins. You
don't
need
points. There's a lot of season left.
There's a lot of wins left to be gotten.
Well, you can't get any points with a loss. That's what I know. So, Amy?
Yeah.
I've got a couple of regrets, and they're both Battle Hawks related.
Okay, wait a minute. Is this
what?
Your personal regret?
Yes, they're
mine.
Because
remember, you can't do, I regret that this person's a jerk.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That is a very important caveat that we should tell people. This isn't you regretting something else.
Something somebody else did
or did not do.
Yeah.
This is your regret. Like, you have to take ownership of something you've done.
I just read that there are going to be a gazillion mosquitoes. I can't this year in St. Louis. I can't say, well, I regret that there are going to be mosquitoes this year.
Like, this texter who's trying to have a little fun with me says, I regret not calling this girl's sister. Look, this isn't... I see what you're trying to do here.
That's close, though. That almost counts, because that is action. You should regret that you didn't call her.
You know, in hindsight, I should have. I do regret that a little bit, just to see what would have happened.
I have an idea.
For the content.
We have a Wheel of Fortune spinner. It looks like the Wheel of Fortune, but it's blank.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every Monday, we should spin it during this segment.
Yep.
And there's one slot on there that says, Ranj calls the sister. And all the other slots say, no, don't call.
Yep.
And every Monday, we spin it. And then, like, if it lands on the one slot, like
then
the million-dollar slot, you have to call her. I think that would add some excitement to the show and also somehow rectifying the regret that you have.
I don't have her number.
I do.
So I could send a message.
You followed her and she followed you.
No, she followed me first. So I followed back.
Okay.
And so then I think that's an important distinction. So maybe I should ask the person that I know. For her sister's phone number.
And the person that you know is the girl that you were dating that dumped you on New Year's Eve and showed up with a different guy at the same bar.
I wouldn't say dating. We knew each other for a couple of weeks.
You went out of town. You left the city to go out of town in Chicago to meet her.
Partly.
So anyway, let's get this spinner thing. I think the spinner thing is a good idea.
So here are my Battle Hawks regrets. First of all, it is that I did not go to the game yesterday because I really did not think that was going to be the last game of the season. I actually thought they were going to win. I thought for sure they were going to muster up a victory and then play in the championship game this upcoming Saturday at the Battle Dome. But they blew it. They got curb stomped That's a term for getting your ass beat, and they got their ass beat. So now there's not going to be a championship game facing a, you know, featuring the Battle Hawks. So I do regret not going. Yeah. I also regret.
You assumed they were going to win.
I regret forcing our Battle Hawks guest on Friday. I regret forcing him to say or guarantee a win. Because I feel like by making him do that, maybe it contributed something. Maybe it got in their heads. Maybe he got in his head. Maybe he played poorly because of me.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? You know what they say about when you assume, right?
You make an ass out of you.
And me.
Oh, right.
And that's what you did.
Yeah, I did. So I made an ass of me.
Anyway, I will say...
So those are my regrets.
Those are legit regrets, and I do blame you.
I honestly did not think they were going to lose.
Yeah, well.
And I definitely didn't think they were going to get blown out.
Yeah, well.
The Battle Dome would have been so much fun on a Saturday, but instead they play on a Sunday night, which is so dumb.
Yeah,
it's
not
so
great.
Dumb to play on a Sunday. It's not their fault. That's what the league decided.
Yep.
Stupid.
I have a regret. Happened today. I'm trying to eat a lot of protein. I say that. I just happen to be eating protein. I know it's good for you. Anyway, kind of got on a cottage cheese kick.
Yeah.
Not because... I know it's like everywhere on Instagram where they're like, I lost weight and everything you're doing is wrong. And if you want to lose weight, comment cottage cheese for my exclusive 8-week plan. It's not one of those. Mainly, I started getting addicted to it at my parents' house. I go visit them. And I'm like, this is actually pretty good. So I had some hummus. And I had some cottage cheese. And I thought... I'm short on time. I don't have time to make breakfast or lunch. So I'm going to put some hummus and some cottage cheese in a container. If they touch edges, that's fine. It's whatever. And I put them in a container. Well, when I opened the hummus, I thought, oh, this smells pretty garlicky, like pretty strong. And granted, this was at 6:45 in the morning. And so maybe I thought, well, maybe I'm just sensitive to it because it's 6:45 in the morning and I'm smelling garlic. And I put it in the container. And when I got to work and I opened the container, not only does it smell twice as strong as garlic, but my cottage cheese smells like garlic. And it's so garlicky now, and it's kind of melted, like the hummus and the cottage cheese kind of melted into one another.
So you regret doing that.
It's so offensive looking and smelling. It kind of looks and smells like throw up.
Well, I'm glad that you regret it, because I resent that you did it, because I can smell that garlic.
I can taste it right now.
You're in this room and in the office.
It's terrible.
I absolutely resent that you have done this. I think, actually, we should have a separate segment called Resentful Mondays.
Yeah.
So when you resent somebody for something that they have done, yes. Like, I would resent you for bringing garlic to work.
I resent myself. Have you looked at it? Have you picture brown hummus and chunky white cottage cheese mixing together in this greasy, oily, dairy mess? It's offensive. It actually makes me feel a little sad inside.
It's somehow worse than what you typically bring. And what you typically bring is something with onions in it. And that stinks
up
the whole place.
No, do you know
place.
What it is? It's the guac. Usually I make my own guac, which
There's
has
onions
no onions.
In it.
Yeah, if you buy guac, and they sell those little even self-serving sizes. Don't buy those. They're a waste of money. They're a waste of plastic, and they do smell like onions. And I regret it as well. And I feel sad inside.
Yeah, you should. It's all you've done is cause a bad work environment for the entire day.
But it's not the first time.
A text message into the show referencing the Battle Hawks game yesterday. I said I regret not going. This texter says I was there. I regret going.
Aww.
Wasted. I mean, you can't get beaten that badly.
What was the final score?
Oh, I don't know. DC scored like 36 or something.
They're not even that good.
I mean, what the absolute, you know, just unbelievable stuff.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Does Matt Pajeski have any regrets?
Yeah, I moved into a new apartment on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a one bed, just me. And I think I brought too much furniture.
But how big is the place?
I don't know the square footage, but there's a living room, a bedroom, a dining room, you know. It's
maybe like 800?
Yeah. And I've got three couches in there. I thought that was a good
idea. Three couches?
Yeah. Well, you're doing pretty well for your... How much are they paying producers around here?
No, these are Facebook Marketplace couches or hand-me-down couches. And now my place is even smaller with three couches in it.
Why do you have three couches?
I think two coffee tables. I just brought everything just
in
case.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you never know when you've got friends over. You don't want somebody sitting on the floor or standing or...
Yeah, so have multiple couches. You're not in a mansion.
I want my place to be welcoming and comfortable for my... many guests.
Most people, even in mansions, they don't have multiple couches in the same room.
How many are these full-size couches?
Yeah.
Matt, where are you even putting three couches?
Well, right now they're kind of just in the middle of the room.
Do you have them like back to back?
No.
Like stadium seating?
Yes.
Oh, I should do that.
It's wrong with you, dude.
Cool idea for like movie watching at my place. You stack up the couches, theater style. Everybody could have a great view.
I mean, okay, you all know I have a really small apartment, and I have a love seat, and that's all I have. That's how small my apartment is. It's not even, it's a seat and a half.
That's not enough.
Oh, Ronj, I'm 5'5". When I put my back against one end and I stretch my feet out, I can touch the other end. That's like means it's 2.5 feet long.
Dude.
I can't have anyone over. But, yeah. I've never heard of three full-size couches in a one-bedroom apartment.
I've never heard of anybody having
also,
three full-size couches
Matt,
in a house.
Matt, come on. I don't want you to divulge.
Heard of there's a living room and then a basement, maybe. At most, I've heard of two full-size couches.
Yeah, and not only that, but the worst part about moving into an apartment are the couches and the stairs. And this guy has the audacity to bring three couches up into his apartment.
Yeah, I'm thinking about moving one couch to the dining room, so it's like the parlor now. It's the cool
parlor.
Sitting place. We can dine and sit and have cocktails or something.
What in the world?
Are you going to pull your... Do you have a dining room table?
Yeah, I just got one.
Are you pulling it up to the couch?
No. Let's be
Do you have a dining room
now.
That can fit a full dining room table and a couch?
Well, it's going to be a tight fit, that's for sure. It'll be tight.
Dude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Jeff Bezos is like, dude, that's way too many couches.
That's a lot of couches.
That's way too many couches.
I just am like, when you have to live here forever now, you'll never have the energy to move three couches down three flights of stairs.
I screwed up. I regret it.
Well, I'm sorry that happened.
Who moved the couches?
Some friends of mine.
After how many couches did your friends say something?
Nobody said anything. I bought them lunch.
A text message, speaking of lunch and Amy ruining the office and the food for everybody, a texter says, it sounds like Amy needs lunch for today, so you should ask Andrew if he can pick you up something from KFC.
That listener gets it. Oh, I'd rather eat my hummus and cottage cheese garlicky throw-up mixture.
Speaking of regrets, I bet every day... The Dave Glover Show, and it's really just Andrew.
Yeah.
Gets KFC. I bet he regrets it because of you. Because you make him feel shame for it.
I don't know. Hey, Robert texts on the StreamYard. Pivot! That's the Friends episode with the couches. They're getting the couch up the stairs.
Oh,
and
see,
David Schwimmer keeps yelling, pivot! Pivot!
When they're trying to get him up the stairs. Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah. Okay. I never really liked Friends that much.
Never watched it. I've seen that scene, and I've seen coffee mugs with pivot.
I met Matthew Perry once. He was a nice fella.
Is he the one that passed away?
He is the one who passed away.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
When did you meet him?
Probably 10 years ago or so.
So was he
a little bit longer than that?
Publicly struggling then or not?
He had had his substance problems by then.
Yeah.
He was an investor in the Field of Dreams in Iowa.
The game that you left early?
Yes, the game. So I know the couple who bought that farm and turned it into what it is now.
Oh,
they've sold it since. But I knew them, and he had Matthew Perry in, so I went down to meet him. And
that's cool.
Yeah. So anyway,
Do you still have that regret that you left that?
Oh my God! It's the first Field of Dreams game they did at the farm in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 3-hour drive, so I was like, I'm good. I've seen enough. And I missed this unbelievable walk-off finish.
Yep.
I
never will happen again.
Oh my God. I had so many strangers, people I didn't know, who were jumping all over me when I admitted I left the game early, and tickets were going for a lot, and I just I do regret that, cuz it was an awesome finish. Anyway, I'm stupid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.